Incidentally, WNEW is about to start its 25th year of broadcasting. In the past, we have always tried to give our listeners the music they wanted. And the music they have wanted has always been good, so we'll keep it that way. Tonight, in a few moments, great jazz of 20 years ago. That, incidentally, is great listening today. Before we get to the music, I'd like you to meet the man who made musical history that night 20 years ago, Mr. Benny Goodman. Benny, how was the house that night at Carnegie Hall? Much of a crowd, and how about tickets? Were they scarce?
Oh, yes. You know, the funny part about it, brother, it was the music store. You know, I didn't know how it was going to go. I had no idea about it, and I forgot to get tickets for my family. They were coming out from Chicago. You know, I had to pay terrific scalp.
You didn't have tickets for the family?
No. I don't. Well, you know, yeah. I'll go down and get some. You know, I could get a seat for them.
Who emceed the show that night, do you remember?
No, there wasn't any MC.
In other words, you just the curtains opened at Carnegie and...
We had a program, print program. I think it's on the album. All the program notes are written by Irvin Culloden. And we just went.
I imagine from listening to the reaction, from the very first note almost, you knew that A, the band was up, and B, the audience was receptive. There was a drive and a spirit that's contained in this whole 2 hours that I don't think I've ever heard since. It was, I guess, a beautiful marriage of a band that felt like playing that night in Carnegie Hall and an audience that felt like listening.
Yes, it was. You know, another good thing was that the... acoustics in Carnegie Hall were great, you know. Mm-hmm. And although these records were taken off of old-fashioned acetates, you can still get the so-called room noise and the real sound that was in the hall at the time. And it was only done on one microphone, you know.
This was all done on one
microphone? Yes, one microphone, out in the middle of the auditorium someplace.
I understand there's an interesting story as to how the actual recording of the concert came to light. It didn't. You didn't, in other words, put out the album right after the concert.
Oh, not at all. I don't know. I think it's. You think it's worth repeating? I think.
Oh, yes. Sure. It's an interesting story.
Well, a friend of mine, name of Albert Marks, I met him on the street the next day after the concert, and he said, "Did you have an air check made?" And I said, "Oh no, I didn't have an air check made because I've got plenty of air checks on the band, and although we played a couple of most of the numbers." I didn't think it was necessary, you know. And he said, "Oh, I think it'd be a good thing to have." And then he told me that he'd taken it off and asked me if I'd like to have a couple of sets. Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, on the other hand, I think it might be nice to have look back at it sometime, you know." And I got the two sets, and one was played and kind of got lost, you know, somebody borrowed it and so forth. And I said, "Now, look, I must keep the other one now." They were in a tin box. And I kept it so well, I never knew where it was, you know. They kind of show up here and there if I'd move or the office and so forth. And then one day, late in, 1950, we were moving out of our apartment.
It's about 12 years later.
Yes. Uh-huh. My sister-in-law called me and said, "Look, there's a package of records here, I think, in a tin box, and I thought I'd tell you about them, you know, you might want them." I said, "Oh, gosh, there they are again, you know?" So I said, "Well, look, I got to do something about this now. I think I'll go down and listen to them." So I called John Hammond, and said, "We'd like to have a couple of laughs just for fun, see what these things sound like. I haven't any idea." So we got a little... a record room or something like that, and listened to it. And gosh, all this music came out just surprised us beyond belief because it was such good condition, and the hall was such a beautiful hall, and everything kind of amazed us. And we said, "Well, yeah, this is unbelievable. I think the best thing to do is put this right on tape." You see, we were in that kind of a place where we could get it done. You see, and we did. And the rest is in the album.
All right. Benny, I think it's time for us to go back 20 years in. It's Carnegie Hall, January the 16th, 1938. And there's a packed house in Carnegie Hall. The curtains have parted. And standing in front of the swinging band is the King of Swing, Benny Goodman.